Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brianna. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling to find out where a package of mine is supposed to be, and it's not here. And the mail has received it, and I don't know what's going on, because every day I get this notice that it says to me, it says, "Hello, Terry, your package has a delivery exception. We could not access the delivery location to deliver your package at 3:54 p.m. on December 28th. And I've gotten that for 5 days now, and with the tracking number, it's in Salem and 97304 at the post office, but they're not delivering it, and I would like to know why. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm still here. I understand what you're saying. Can you tell me your first and your last name?
Terry Papenfuss, and my last name is spelled Papenfuss.
Yes, sir. Can you verify your address for me?
1390 Riverbend Road, Northwest, Salem, Oregon, 97304.
Okay, yes, sir. Can you hold on one moment while I pull your account up? The system's going a little slow.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. You said you wanted to see, did it ship to your home?
Oh, I know it. I know that it shipped. I just want to know why the mailman is being stopped from delivering it.
Hold on one moment, sir. Let me check that for you.
I don't even know. I'm still looking at the face.
Can you hold on one moment, sir, while I get while I ask my manager?
Yep.
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Okay.
Can you verify your address for me one more time?
1390, that's 1390, Riverbend Road, Northwest, Salem, Oregon, 97304.
Yes, sir, that's your address. I'm trying to see why they stopped your stuff from being shipped out. Okay, yes, sir. It tried to deliver to your home today.
Yeah, I know that. I went up there and talked to the mailman that did not have my package to be delivered. We got all of our mail except for that package because the package isn't there for them to deliver.
All right, thank you for patiently waiting, sir. My name is Demetrius. I'm the supervisor here.
Yes.
I see here that the package tried to deliver on the 28th. And what were you saying? What happened there?
The package has been tried to be delivered since Saturday. But there's no package for them to deliver.
What do you mean by there's no package for them to deliver? I'm not understanding what you mean.
The mailman, I get this. This is what it says every single day since the tracking number and the package was supposed to be, according to the United States Postal Service.
Right.
They have the package according to the tracking number.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying your package has a delivery exception. We could not access the delivery location to deliver your package at 3:54 p.m. on December 28th in Salem. And that was today.
Right.
Yesterday, let me pull up the ones that I got yesterday and the day before.
What
here is the ones for the December 23rd. Your package has a delivery exception. We were unable to attempt delivery of your item on December 23rd.
What time?
2022 at 11:56.
Okay. I understand that you haven't received the product. I understand that. That's what we're trying to figure it out. What type of address is that? It's like a home or apartment?
It's a home.
Do you usually receive mail and packages there?
Yes. And we have a delivery box with two great big parcel boxes to put parcels in if our regular mail doesn't fit into the little box that we get our normal mail in.
Okay.
Two parcel boxes for parcels that are bigger than if it can't fit in the envelope slot.
Okay, I understand that. Does that parcel box have like a number or anything on it?
Yeah, it's got an A and there's a B parcel box that's about 3 feet high and about 2 feet wide.
Okay, so your parcel number mailbox is A?
No, that they stick a key. There's two parcel boxes, and if you have a parcel that they can't fit in the letter envelope box to your address here, then they put the parcel in the box. And then you have a parcel key for box A and box B. And it says it on the back of the key that they put in your letter box.
Okay, so what's the letter that you receive your parcels in?
You don't know. If somebody got A in there, the key to a parcel box goes into their letter box, then their parcel is in parcel A. If I happen to get one on the same day that the parcel is bigger than my letterbox, then I get the key that goes to parcel B.
Okay, so
into my letter, and then I take that key out, put it in there, take out my parcel, and then the key locks into the parcel box.
Okay, so more than likely, what it sounds like, why it didn't deliver, because we probably need that parcel letter so it can be delivered to that parcel box.
No, the mailman does that. Whichever parcel box he sticks the box in, that's the key he sticks into your box, your letter box. Then you pull it out with the key and open up the parcel box and take your box that you ordered.
Okay.
There isn't you have A, you have B. It's whatever the mailman sticks the box into, either A parcel box or B parcel box. If he sticks it in B, he'll take the B parcel key box and put it into your letter box, so that when you get your regular mail, you have a key there, and then you know that your parcel is in either A or B, depending on what the mailman gives you the key to.
Okay, so usually when you receive packages, you don't have to put, like, the parcel number or the parcel letter in?
No.
Like that?
Okay. No, they just stick it in a box, and then they take the key out to the box they stuck it in and stick it in your letter box.
Okay. It might be too big to fit in there, maybe.
It's not too big. The doggone thing is only 6 inches long.
Yeah, so I wouldn't know why it's not receiving to that address. That's something more with the United States Postal Service. Provide me a few seconds here, sir. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Provide me a few seconds, please.
Okay.
Thank you for patiently waiting, sir.
Yep.
So the only thing I can really advise you to do, you would need to contact United States Postal Service. Because we really couldn't do anything about that. We just give it to them. They ship it out. They're the ones that's not delivering your package. So you would need to contact them to see why it's not delivering.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll have to go down there tomorrow and talk to them, because this is ridiculous. There's a parcel. It's a drone.
Yeah,
and the drone
fits
in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, I understand.
So there's no way that it couldn't be delivered unless they don't really have it.
Right. Yeah, so you just need to talk to them about that. I do apologize, because it's kind of out of our hands now. So I wouldn't know why it's not just receiving to you. And I do apologize about that. But, yeah, talk to him about that. See, maybe you can pick it up or anything of that nature.
Well, I'm going to have to go down to the post office tomorrow and find out why I can't get my package.
Right. So, yeah, do that. They should be able to help you with that.
All right. Thank you.
No problem, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.